Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today.
I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intentions of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, removing all heavy, negative, and dark energies, allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness, releasing all heavy, negative, and dark energies that are no longer needed. Continue to see this light as it expands throughout your chest, growing brighter and brighter with each and every breath, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, allowing the breaths to remove any blockages. See each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs and your heart being filled with healing, brilliant white light, moving to every extremity of your body, carrying the life force, source energy, awakening you on the level of your DNA through frequency and vibration. Continue to see this light as it now expands throughout your chest, filling it completely, moving into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And now see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. Continue to see this light as it flows down into your diaphragm and your stomach, bringing healing to these organs of deeper breathing and digestion. Continuing to see the light as it flows into the small intestine, the large, activating healing within these organs of assimilation of your light energies and your nutrients. Continue to see this light as it now flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect health, perfect alignment. Continue to see the light as it flows down into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of your body that are concerned with release, regeneration, rejuvenation, and reproduction, allowing you to gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding through the depths of your experience that allow you to release all energies, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional, that no longer serve your highest good. Continue to see this light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect harmony, aligning you with the universal forces of creation, bringing all into oneness, all into balance. Continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the light that is within you as it grows brighter and brighter, and now turns into a beautiful golden white light. See this light as it grows in intensity and strength and brilliance, as it now passes through the pores and openings of your body to surround you in a healing bubble of golden white light. Allow this energy to protect you, to increase you in healing and love, to heal your skin, your hair, your body, to become a magnet for you that draws into your life all that is good, all that is desired. And now see this light as it moves in all directions throughout the space that you are in, filling the room completely with golden white light, raising all in vibration and frequency of healing, peace, of love, of joy, of protection. Continue to see the light as it now moves through the walls or any obstacles with ease, moving out into your greater environment, surrounding your home, your place of abode with loving light, protecting you and your family, continuing to spread out into your neighborhood, your town, your village, your city, carrying the white light with golden energy throughout this space to raise all in vibration, bringing healing to all who are in need of it, allowing all to accept this light as their oneness, reminding them of their power and their strength and their ability to create a beautiful life for themselves. Continue to see this light as it spreads throughout your country, raising all in vibration, all beings, all living organisms of any kind, raising them in vibration, in healing, in awareness, in consciousness, in frequency, to be raised to the vibration of the golden light, to increase healing, to increase protection, to increase oneness of consciousness. Continue to see this light as it now expands, reaching throughout our earth, all around our planet, as we all join together as one, bringing our lights together in unison, increasing each and every one of us in strength and power and knowing and love and forgiveness. And now see our brilliant golden white light as it is now all over the earth, raising Mother Earth in vibration and frequency, allowing for her ascension process to be easy, to flow, to be in divine order. Continue to see our light as it now moves deep into Mother Earth, going deep into the subterranean earth, moving beneath the waters, connecting with our light family that are beneath the soil, beneath the surface, allowing for oneness in our connection through our hearts and our light and our remembrance of our oneness. Continue to see the connection with our family that lives underneath the waters, the deep oceans, the seas, the rivers, the lakes, wherever they are. We are connecting with our family within the waters, allowing for remembrance, oneness, love and compassion, the unity through our hearts, through our light is real. It is now. And now with all life upon this earth, let us reach out into the atmosphere of the earth, connecting with our family that lives on the islands in the etheric realms of the earth, raising all in vibration, connecting through our hearts, bringing our light together, strengthening ourselves as one being, having a myriad of experiences. Continue to see this light as it expands to move out into our galaxy, connecting with our galactic family of light and moving beyond through our universe, throughout the multiverse and beyond, allowing for us to be in oneness, to be in love, to be in remembrance that we are one, we are family, we are the light, and we are source. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. How beautiful. I feel like I'm floating right now. Thank you so much. I love you guys. You're so amazing. Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's so difficult to come out of that and go right into this. But we only have so much time, so let's get going. We'll begin our discussion today with the number 10. In the Minor Arcanum. These cards are divided into the four kingdoms of earth, fire, air, and water, and are represented by the four seasons. In our previous episode, we discussed Arcanum number 10, the Wheel. The 10s correspond numerically to the planet Uranus, which is the general significator of uncommon pursuits, of sudden changes of fortune, of inventions, discoveries, and unconventional relations and actions. Therefore, the tens in their more common divinatory significance must relate to one of these things, according to the particular department of life indicated by the suit. The Ten of Scepters is the Ten of Wands. This is the suit of clubs. This card represents the summer and fire energy. The divinatory significance of this card is an invention or discovery. Its inner interpretation is enthusiasm. The Ten of Cups is the suit of hearts. This card represents the autumn or fall energy and is the water element. The divinatory significance of this card
is an unconventional affectionate interest, and its inner interpretation is emotion. The Ten of Coins is the suit of diamonds. This card represents the spring and air energy. The divinatory significance of this card is an alternate financial loss and gain. Its inner interpretation is aspiration. And finally, the Ten of Swords is also the suit of spades. This card represents the winter and the earth element. The divinatory significance of this card is a sudden loss of employment. Its inner interpretation is practicality. So these are the meanings of the number 10 cards in the Minor Arcanum according to the ancient Egyptian tarot. The wheel is arcanum number 10, and this archetype signifies a change of fortune. Now, I want to share a quote with you. This quote says, "Know that to possess the key of power, you must learn to wheel persistently only for what is good and true." And this quote, this statement is very powerful. Is something that you want to write down, you want to engrave in your heart, in your spirit. In order for you to possess the keys of power, which is what the ancients called the tarot, these are the keys of power when you understand them in their highest sense. As laws and principles of the universe that we live in, they help you to unlock doors that before you didn't even know existed. But in order to possess these keys of power, you must learn to wheel persistently, consistently, only for what is good and true. Because the universe only gives you power when you are in alignment with divine will. When you are not in alignment with divine will, you do not have power. You do not have true power. Let me say it that way. Because we can look around our world and see what appears to be evil people that have power. But in truth, that is the illusion. That is the illusion. It is not true power. It is the power to control the minds of the people. It is like a big poker game that whoever can bluff the best can win the game. So that is what you're looking at on planet Earth. But when you begin to implement these laws into your life, when you become conscious of the truth, and you begin to live in alignment with divine will, you will know what true power is. So I want to share two things with you. One will be the seven levels of power, and the other is to give you deeper meanings, occult meanings, which are the hidden meanings of the planets. And we're going to refer back to this information on many occasions. So if you want to grab a pen and paper and get ready to write this down, because it's very important for you to know. And when I get ready to speak more deeply about these things, you will have this list and you will know exactly what I'm talking about. So arcanum number 10 teaches us the occult or the secret meanings of the planets. We're going to start with Pluto. Pluto represents the crown. The crown. And this is the point of the differentiation of the soul. And we've talked about this in past episodes. Your soul is split into polar opposites as you pass through the plane of Pluto in your downward descent into a physical incarnation on Earth. This is where twin flames or soulmates
are separated, and where ultimately they will be rejoined. And we spoke about this when we were talking about Aquarius and Pluto moving into Aquarius, and the time that we're in where twin flames will be rejoined together if they have not already found each other. Now, Neptune is known as wisdom. Uranus is intelligence. Jupiter is mercy. Saturn is justice. Venus is beauty. Mars is victory. Mercury is splendor. The moon is a foundation. And the sun is known as the kingdom. So we will refer back to these, going into deeper detail as needed as we continue to go over the final 22 major arcana. This is important for you to understand or understand because they have greater meanings. Now, I know that we are taught in astrology many different meanings for each planet, and all of them can be correct. We have more ancient understandings as well of the planets, and this is where these meanings come from. These are the ones that are secret mystery school teachings that you learn about, that Pluto is your crown. It's the crown. And when we talk about moving through the octaves, the nine levels, where seven is the perfect form of the physical and nine is the perfect form of the mental, the thought forms, then you understand that Pluto being the crown, the energy of our galaxy that we are in, Neptune being wisdom, Uranus being intelligence, Jupiter being mercy, Saturn justice, Venus beauty, Mars victory, Mercury splendor, Moon is foundation, and Sun is kingdom. These are very important for you to know. So I hope you got an opportunity to write them down. Now I want to go briefly into the seven levels of power. Now, if you want to know more about these seven levels of power, I encourage you to check out my episode 212 on my podcast, Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. You have to go into that podcast player, which is on our homepage at awakenthehealing.com, and scroll down until you find episode 212, which will be Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life episode, The Seven Levels of Power. Within this episode, you will gain a lot of information about this. So I encourage you to go check that out. But know that level one, the first level of power, is called the gutter level. It's a gutter level of power. There's actually very, very little power here. Level two is called the fear level. We're going to go through this more deeply in just a second. Level three is repetition. Level four is awakening. Level five is the creation level. Level six is the master level. And level seven is the God level. Now, I spoke of the seven levels of power several times, and I've asked you to go onto the website and find it. But I'm giving you the information here, episode 212, so it'll be easier for you to locate this information. And very briefly, I want to explain to you something. When you're dealing with people who are on lower levels of power, which is what we're seeing in our world today, what we were just talking about, the big poker game that's being played out. They exist on the first two levels of power. They use fear to control people, and their energy is a very low gutter level of energy. Now, in order for them to continue to have power on this planet, they need to keep you in a level of repetition. That's level three. You need to be on a level of repetition, controlled by fear, in order for them to control you, somewhat control you, but it's all through mind control, manipulation. But if you're not on level three in that belief system that you have to keep doing the same things over and over and over and over and over again, and eventually they're going to change, then they don't have any power over you. Once you break this level of repetition, you move into the level of awakening. And that means that you are now open to different information. Your consciousness is seeking greater knowledge, greater understanding of how things really work on this planet, why you're here, what is your purpose. And you actually begin to move on that. You start reading different books, you start listening to different teachers, whatever it is, you start learning other languages. You break out of the pattern of repetition of just getting up every day, doing the same things over and over and over and over again, watching the same shows, listening to the same music, whatever it is, that level of repetition, whatever that means for you. When you break that, you move into the level of awakening. You now begin to gain more power over your life because you start thinking for yourself. You're not so easily manipulated by fear and propaganda. And so it becomes more difficult to control you. You move closer to your divineness. You move closer to your higher self on the level four. This represents your heart. This is where your heart starts to open. This is the level of awakening. And it's very profound for you because the next step is the level of creation. This is where you begin to take more power over your life and begin to create a beautiful life for yourself. This is where you begin to see the law of cause and effect, that if I do this different, this is the outcome. You start to see that. You start to see that you have power over what you're creating in your life. And then you begin to take control of that. And that includes many, many different tools you start to use for yourself, as well as using affirmations, prayers, meditations, working with your body through shamanic types of exercises, deeper breathing, visualizing, all these different tools you begin to use in your creation level. And that will lead you to the master level. And this is truly what we're talking about when we are in these studies of the 22 major arcanum. We're talking about the master level. This is where you will really begin to understand and understand the things I'm sharing with you. When you get to that master level, you will see how this applies and how powerful you truly are in your life to not only affect your own world, but to assist others to change their lives. You have the ability to assist others, not only in your own awakening, your own development, but it's through your sharing. It's through your caring. And when you reach this level of the master, you will see how profound it is and how important it is to choose the path of light. And look at that. That's level six. That was the two paths. Because you can be a master of light and you can be a master of darkness. They both have certain levels of power. But know that the master of light is far more powerful than the master of darkness, because that person is in divine will. They're in alignment with divine will. And the final level is the God level, level seven. This is what we call the God level because this is where you begin to manifest powers, where you can see that direct one-to-one ratio of I do this and then I see that outside of me. Where you begin to manifest simply through word, through action, through intention. This goes very, very deep. So I wanted you to have these seven levels of power and to know where to go onto the episode 212 to hear more about them. It's very profound. This is something I refer back to a lot. So you want to know what I'm talking about. So now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the Enchantress, the 11th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the Enchantress, also known as the Justice card in the modern day tarot. This is the 11th of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. The Enchantress astrologically relates to the planet Neptune. In occult science, the meaning is divination. The human function is thought transference. The natural remedy is spiritual healing. The color is the changing iridescence of many colors. The element is Neptunium. The tone is the music of the spheres. The letters are C and K, and the number is 11. These are synonymous. CK11 expresses in the spiritual world as the active principle of all force, spiritual and material. And that is absolutely powerful. This is within the spiritual world. Neptune rules through the forces, the spiritual forces, as well as the material. In the intellectual world, it expresses as the moral force. It is a planet that is about morality in the highest sense. In the physical world, it expresses as organic forces. Now, please close your eyes in order to see the Enchantress within your mind, just as it was done in ancient times. This pick is the same as the Strength card in the modern day tarot. Arcanum number 11 is pictured as a young maiden, a young woman, who uses her hands to open and close the jaws of an angry lion with ease. The young woman wears a crown surmounted by a vase and crowned with eagles, and at her brow is the sacred serpent. The vase is the symbol of the affections. It is filled with love. And the crowned eagles represent a great spiritual force that is ruling her mind. The sacred serpent signifies that she acts in full knowledge of her power and not blindly. She is enlightened. The lion symbolizes a powerful force as well as the animal desires, which are subdued by the will and our spiritual nature, our higher spiritual nature. The complete picture itself symbolizes the power over violent forces of nature, that faith in oneself and an innocent life will give. And this is one of the powers that you will see. When you reach certain levels of power, that you have power over violent forces of nature. You can stop storms. You can stop these storms. And there are many, many different studies on this with group meditations of people in different areas that begin to meditate together to stop violent storms. Of course, in groups, we are more powerful than we are alone. But know that one who is awakening and one who has done much growth and refinement within the self to align itself with divine will is more powerful than millions who are still asleep, who are not awakened. So this is a very real thing. Now, this picture also symbolizes spiritual power as the natural result of having pure and true affections, being honest and in alignment within your heart. And this is what will dominate and rule the animal instincts of the self. It signifies that purity is the touchstone and that truth and goodness are power. They are absolute power. We need more people living in alignment with truth and goodness, developing purity within their hearts to be more powerful on this planet. And that is how humanity will reclaim the earth for the good and for the light. Now, the Enchantress is number 11. And numerically, this indicates the extreme magnetic and feminine forces of nature. It exemplifies the doctrine that evil should be overcome by good. The finer forces of woman, while not giving physical strength to men, offer them spiritual power. And we call them finer forces because they are within the unseen. So Neptune is represented by feminine power because it works within the unseen worlds. This enables a woman to guide a man by appealing to his inner depths, because within him is also the deep spiritual knowing, is the truths. But the male energy is more of the physical realm. He is natural to the physical world. This is why all of the appetites are so strong with them, and they are so easy to be able to manipulate physical things, to build with their hands, to understand the physical realms of life. Now, a woman, her job is to assist the man to bring forth his spiritual power. And she does this by appealing to his inner depths, by understanding his heart. What is it that is within him that he truly desires to acquire, not on the physical realm, but within the soul, within his inner growth? And she helps to mold him through his physical efforts. Just as he assists her in the physical realm, the man gives the woman physical strength. And so through this affection, they both balance one another. And the woman enters magically into the life of a man when she understands who she is. And it's not with the purpose of saving someone or changing someone, but it is through the knowing that you have a certain nature and he has a certain nature. And together you can liberate your powers with each other. And this is the beauty of the partnership. And there is where you see the number 2, 11, 1 plus 1 equals 2. And you have the veil Isis, which is about polarity, the polar opposites, male and female, yin and yang, coming together to create balance within the unveiled Isis, which is number 3. That's the next step. But in this 2 energy, within this vibration of 2, you are able to understand polar opposites by coming into relation with the polar opposite. And what you are supposed to do within the self is to learn your own powers in order to be within your power. You have to develop yourself. And when 2 powerful selves come together, they can share their power with one another. And this liberates them. This allows them to give back, to share, and then to become one again. It's very magical. It's very magical because these powers lie dormant within the being unless someone helps to bring them to the surface. So this is the divine role of Neptune as the divine feminine, to bring forth the dormant powers within the masculine energy, helping him to realize his divinity that is unborn within him. And together we create power, that power that is able to create worlds, universes. So in astrology, Arcanum number 11 represents Neptune. And we've said this several times already, but this is the higher octave of Venus. This signifies that spiritual love, which is Neptune, is to be differentiated from the material love ruled by Venus. So a lot of people see that Venus is more about material things because Venus brings in the material realm. But Neptune reaches into the higher realms and it moves into spiritual forces. So it is about love, but it's that agape love. It's God love that Neptune brings. And that is to be differentiated from the physical lust or emotional love of Venus, okay? So Neptune is the planet of psychic manifestations. And where it falls in your birth chart will indicate your psychic abilities, how powerful you are, and where you are most powerful. What house is your Neptune in? What degree is it in? What planets are next to it? All of this tells you more about your psychic abilities because that's what Neptune represents. Now, it exerts little power over the physical world directly because it is all about being within the unseen realms. That's where it is most powerful. Because it works with astral substance, which we know is what then gives birth to the physical world, right? So eventually, everything you do within your mind will manifest on the physical. And this is the power of Neptune, to work within the mind, within your thoughts. And that's where you see the number one, which is the power of thought, the magus energy. Now, by Neptune's action upon the imagination of people, it becomes very potent. Its influence is to spiritualize whatever it comes in contact with. Now, that is the highest octave of that planet. It wants to spiritualize whatever it comes in contact with. So whatever planets are around Neptune, within your birth chart, it is trying to spiritualize those planets. And you will see that in your life. Now, the human function of Arcanum number 11 is thought transference. And this is very powerful. If Neptune is a prominent planet in your birth chart, then it will allow you to receive mental messages from others more easily than most. But remember, we all have Neptune in our charts, so we have the ability of thought transference naturally. It is something we all have. But people who have a very powerful placement of Neptune, then they have a greater ability to receive and send mental messages. It works as a receiver, Neptune does, this energy. And it's a receiver of thought energy. Remember the ones, and Neptune is 11, so that means there's two ones there. The ones are the magus energy, which is the power of manifesting through your thoughts. And Arcanum number 11 is made up of two ones, so it is magnified. This shows the intensity of thought, and it is highly increased with each additional one that you see. But when you add 1 + 1, you get 2, and this is the veiled Isis, which deals with duality. So Neptune is a planet of duality. As beautiful as it can be, it can also be very dark. This planet is also the ruler of illusion and addictions, as well as toxins. So people who have this planet very prominent in their chart can also struggle with addictions and mental imbalances more than others. It is capable of both great and positive forces or great negative forces. We have seen the darkness that is possible by living through the age of Pisces, which is ruled by Neptune. Neptune rules Pisces. So we've seen the darkness that can manifest, the manipulations of mind control, the illusions that Neptune rules in the age of Pisces, which is extremely powerful. We have history we can look back on. And within that history, you will also see great times of the light coming forth and transcending that darkness and transforming the consciousness of people on the earth. So there were just less of those times under the age of Pisces. But we will see that in a greater sense with this age of Aquarius, because we're in a completely different time now. Uranus rules that energy. But it is all about the mind. We're still dealing with thought energy, the power of your thoughts. Now, at the same time, the ones indicate that you have the ability to send your thought forms into the ether to manifest your desires more potently. There is an inward power by which your thought forms are more potent when Neptune is powerful in your chart. Now, the development of the will and willpower is imperative because you have the ability to manifest both your positive and negative thought forms. So it is important that you develop your will to have greater control of your negative forces. This is symbolized by the angry lion that is found in the picture of Arcanum number 11. Through the faculty of your imagination, which is also ruled by Neptune, you can impress messages upon the minds of others. You want these messages to be of a higher nature, because whatever you send out will, by the laws of the universe, return to you. If you are a creator of any kind, you need to really be conscious of this. You are responsible for what you put out into the world and how it will affect others. Whatever you put out will return to you a millionfold. Arcanum number 11 in alchemy. This represents the energy that is liberated during the process of transmutation. In this alchemical process, heat, electricity, magnetism, and finer forces are set free. These forces are not violent, so they would go unnoticed by the unaware. This is happening in your life on every level if you are in the process of your awakening. You are shedding energy. You are shedding heat, electricity, magnetism, and other finer forces that no longer serve you. You start to feel lighter, more airy, more energetic. You are in the midst of the alchemy of your soul. This is the transformation of your soul. And this transmutation will affect you on every level. This is the energy of Arcanum number 11 in alchemy. Now, in the soul's initiation, Arcanum number 11 represents the spiritual and psychic powers that are the outcome of the neophyte's occult training. This is a person who is learning the secrets of the universe, And during this process, you will begin to develop spiritual and psychic powers. This is what I was just talking about in the seven levels of power. As you go up that ladder, as you climb that seven-level pyramid, you will begin to develop more spiritual and psychic power, as well as physical power. Your training is through your experiences in the physical realm. Within your physical life, this is to give you more refinement to your thoughts, your emotions, and to your body. By experiencing things through this physical incarnation, you are learning, your soul is growing, and it is giving you more refinement on all those levels. You're gaining more control over your thoughts, over your emotions, over your body. And as this change takes place, as indicated by the spiritual alchemical transformation of your soul, your thoughts increasingly become more potent, and this allows you to use your spiritual and astral powers in the physical realm. And this is what I was telling you about, the ability to actually manifest healthy weather patterns, to remove storms. You have the power within your own refinement, your own transformational process of your soul, that your thoughts increasingly become more potent. And this allows you to use the spiritual and astral powers you have developed within the physical realm to make amazing manifestations here, to change things. Now, it is said that the power of a force depends upon the plane from which it emanates. And so you know that you want your force to come from the highest planes so that you will have the greatest power, because the power of a force depends upon the plane from which it emanates. And the more refined you are spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, the greater the force you are capable of receiving and transmitting. This refinement and training also increases the sensitivity of the psychic senses, enabling you to register and interpret vibrations quite outside the range of perception. This is where people say that you are psychic, okay? In order to become more powerful, you must subdue your animal nature. It must be under your control. Thus, the maiden was able to open and close the mouth of the angry lion with ease. This is what that represents, that you have subdued your animal nature. It is under your control. The suppression of the animal nature is not real purity. It's not real power. There is a big difference here. It is about your will. You must develop your will as a powerful force in your life that will allow you to be in full control of your being. You are in control of your emotions, your appetites, and nothing rules you. You are in alignment with divine will. You are in a state of perfection. You are growing constantly. You are learning and you are refining through your higher studies and acquiring of higher knowledge. This is Arcanum number 11. Extremely powerful. I thank you for tuning in. Next week, we will dive deeper into the sacred Egyptian tarot to discover Arcanum number 12, the martyr, also known as the hanged man in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.